Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Thomas Steiner. I'm from Google Hamburg. Really happy to be here at Republica, being the first speaker, so having to fiddle with all kind of stupid Wi-Fi problems and stuff like that. To everyone who still has Wi-Fi, make sure to read Joel on software, Wi-Fi at big conferences. Great article. So we're here today for Google Buzz for the rest of us, actually. I hope that I will be able to present this live, so if the Wi-Fi will be back up, hopefully, I can show it. If not, yeah, we will see. Maybe you can check it out with your UMTS cards, or if you happen to get UMTS signal down here in the basement, you can use this. All right, so my name, as I said, Thomas Steiner. I work as a customer solutions engineer in the Google Hamburg office. So I am German, but for some reason I said I would give this talk in English. Probably there's someone English here. If not, it's a good learning experience that forms strong characters. So Google Buzz, if you want to check out my Buzz, actually my Google profile, go to google.com/profiles/steiner.thomas. That's me. So let's see. It's a bit weird because the mouse is over here. Up. So the web is not like that. It's pretty dark. Let's see if we can get it brighter. I think not. Well, what you should see is a lonely guy with another lonely guy. The one guy is real. The other guy is just a metal shape of some other guy. It's a nice photo that I found when I searched for a lonely drinker. And actually, the web, as I said, is not like that. The web is a social place. The web looks more like, let's see, the web looks more like this. So you're in the center of like your web experience, and then around you, there's all sorts of persons that are in all sorts of relationships to you, in between themselves, to others, and you're connected to some of them, they are connected to some of them, you're connected to some of them, and so on. So basically, you're friends of a friend, and yeah, you know how it goes. So the web is really a social experience. The web is really a social experience, and if you have a look at what is social here, obviously because this is around Buzz, we put Google Buzz in the middle. But there's a lot of like, you name it, Twitter, sharing, using sites, using posts, sharing photos, sharing sharing experiences, sharing things you read on Google Reader. So it's really, really a social experience, and if you want, you can put Google Buzz in the middle of it. If you want, you can put Twitter in the middle of it. Can I ask one question in the room? Who is using Twitter at this very moment?
There's no Wi-Fi.
There is no Wi-Fi. Okay. So who is trying to use Twitter at this very moment? Okay. Who is trying to use Google Buzz at this very moment? Okay. Who is paying any attention at all to what I'm saying? That's good. All right. So we have very different. So wait a minute. What else? What do we have? Govella? Any Govella users here? Do you spam Twitter users with your Govella stuff? Say no. Okay. So sorry. That's what just my personal note to this. So what is Buzz? Let's have a look. And what I did, I typed define Buzz in my browser. And a very good resource for this is the WordNet web from Princeton University. And Buzz can be a noun and it can be a verb. So let's have a look at the various definitions. Buzz, bombination, sound of rapid vibration, the buzz of a bumblebee. So basically this is bzzz. I think that's not Google Buzz. Buzz, a confusion of activity and gossip. The buzz of excitement was so great that a formal denial was issued. Sounds a bit like confusing, so let's see what else. Bass, bominate, bombulate, make a buzzing sound. So yeah, this is two bass, bzzz. And then bass fly low, planes, bass the crowds in the square. Hopefully not here, hopefully anywhere, but yeah, still. And then we got hum, bass, seethe, be noisy with activity. This office is buzzing with activity. And yeah, basically this is what Google Buzz is all about. Buzzing with activity, sharing what you do, sharing what others are doing, reading what others are doing, experiencing your life with others in the web context. And I think it's worth a try to see this live now. But yeah, I got some slides just to give you a very quick introduction to those. To those of you who have not seen Google Buzz yet or not heard of Google Buzz yet, basically you can share publicly and privately. So it can be a totally open social network. It can be a very close experience to just, say, your family, your wife, whoever you want to share with. So you can, with each post that you make, decide on who can see it, who cannot see it. It's integrated right into Gmail. So probably you all have seen it. If you open Gmail, at some point you will have been asked, do you want to use Google Buzz? You know what happened. Some of you saw it and clicked OK, but yeah, we will probably talk about this afterwards. You can share photos with Google Buzz, so that's very, very cool, very basic. But what you can also do is you can connect sites that you already use. Like, for example, Twitter, Picasa, Flickr, Google Reader. So if, for example, you upload a YouTube video, you can post it on Buzz automatically without anything you would have to do. Obviously, Twitter was there before Google Buzz was there. So if you're a heavy Twitter user, you can import all your Twitter stuff on Google Buzz. And the other way around, of course, is something that's doable as well. I hear of people who do all sorts of crazy shit, like, for example, from Buzz to Facebook to Twitter, or, all this one network reads what the other reads, and then you repost to everything. That's fun, but sometimes I also see someone posts their Buzzes to Twitter and reads their Twitter to Buzz, so you create a circle. This is nothing that you should do, but yeah. The Google Buzz engineers have taken care of this.
Is that blocked so that you can't create a loop?
It will stop after I don't know how many iterations, but you won't keep posting forever.
You lost 20 followers.
Yeah, probably keep track of your followers. This uses the so-called real-time web. So what happens on Buzz is all almost published in real time to your followers. And it uses some very funnily called networking technology, which is called PubSubHubbub. So it's a protocol in the background, that does all this real-time syncing and real-time pushing for you. And then you have followers, but Google Buzz is a little more because it tries to recommend interesting stuff to you from people that you might not follow yet. So this is pretty much at the beginning of the development, but it's getting smarter and smarter. And there's some algorithms going on that decide, well, if a lot of people like this, if someone posts something interesting that causes a lot of activity from from this person's followers, it might be interesting to others as well. So basically, Google Buzz also tries to recommend things that might be interesting to you based on what we know about your preferences on Google Buzz. And obviously you can turn this whatever direction you want. It's very flexible. If someone replies to you, you see it in your Google Gmail inbox, you can turn this off. If you're CC'd on something, you get notified, you can turn this off. You can turn off Buzz completely if you want. So it's really very flexible in all possible directions. And obviously, you can, you should use Buzz on your mobile phone, because this is where really your online activity happens. Because you might spend 2 hours in the evening in front of your computer, but actually the other whatever 8 hours a day you're on the road, you just happen to have your mobile device with you. And those of you who don't pay attention right now, but who check their or try to check their Buzz or their Twitter, you know how it goes. So buzz.google.com. You can see two. It's the Nexus One and the iPhone devices here. But Google Buzz is basically a web application that is available to every rich web browser that is able to run on whatever Nokia device, on whatever HTC device. It's a web application. So if you have a rich browser, you can use Google Buzz. It degrades, so there's different levels of support. If you don't have GPS, obviously, you can only use Wi-Fi location detection. So it's really something that is made for being on the road, for being social with your friends, even if it's just you, the road, and your mobile phone. And now I try to switch over to the camera. So actually, what do I have to do? I pull whatever window to the... Okay, you go. So I brought two devices with me today. On the left is my old iPhone 3G. On the other is my Nexus One. Let's see if we have Wi-Fi access here. Okay. Hopefully I can get this to work. We have some reflections from the ceiling light. It's probably really hard to read.
Can you put it on again? No.
Okay. So I'm not sure if I can see anything at all from a distance. Maybe it's better than from close. But what you should be able to see now, with less light, it's cool. Okay, it's a bit better. So this is the WebKit application running the Buzz web application inside of it. So you can see the spinner up here, so it is loading. Not sure if the network, it seems to be connected, but oh, it says only emergency called, and I got mail. So let's see, the Wi-Fi at big conferences hits us. It says it should be connected, but still. Let's see if we reload. It uses local storage from HTML5, so everything that you can see now is stored locally. But the real-time updates that would have made the difference don't seem to work right now. And because this is the Quatch Comedy Club, there is no T-Mobile signal down here. At least no UMTS 3G whatever connection. Well, this is the Nexus One, so we got multitasking. Let's have it load in the background. Meanwhile, let me show you the Nexus One, the Google Buzz widget for Android, which you can see here. So what you can do is simply take the camera, take a photo. Let's see if we can get this to work. A lot of halo light. So none of you is personally identifiable, don't worry. Okay, that's not so bad. Let's take this image. And what you can see here is the Google Maps push pin. obviously we're down here, so we don't really have any signal that we could use to determine the location. But let's see, maybe it has something. No, it still says finding my location. Yeah, without any network at all, it doesn't make a lot of sense to see this, but just imagine it would have detected our location. And then what you could do is, what it does is it searches automatically for places at this location. So I tested it outside, and believe me, it really works. And it said something like, you're at, what's the street here, Oranienburg, whatever, you know. It said places around here, and it said Friedrichspalast, Quatsch Comedy Club, a lot of the local restaurants. And like this, you could select, instead of just having the GPR, the GPS signals, you could select the place where you are. To make it really something that is, yeah, worth to share. Like that, people can see, okay, he's in the Irish pub, so your followers can join you if they happen to be around. What you can also do is you can remove the location, because not always you want to share it. That's totally okay, that's totally perfect. You can also limit to city level. So you can say, well, I'm at wherever, Berlin, but yeah, nothing more, nothing less. So people know that you're in another town, but yeah, if they want, they can contact you. So basically you determine the level of, the level of detail that you give to people. It still says finding location here. I think it won't find anything here. So this is where I can type. So I can say I'm at Republika, and that's it. And then you can see down here, this radio button says private or public. So with each post, you can decide who can see it. If you want it to private, you can just notify, I don't know, your close friends where you are and leave everyone else, yeah, just unnotified. They won't be able to see what you posted. Let's try if this works. If I post it now, and you can see here, this says, what does it say again? This says bus posting failed. But it's now in a queue, so as soon as I get upstairs and hopefully get coverage again, it will be sent to Google Bus. And I think I'm logged in with my I'm logged in with my Google.com account, so you won't see it if you check my profile that I talked to you about before. But you can try it for yourselves. Probably that's the best way to experience it. Let's see, what else do we have? That's the widget.
So this goes to an internal bus installation at Google.com, not to the public one.
Google Bus is something that we're going to roll out for enterprises as well. So it will be something that will be integrated into Google Apps. So it will be possible to post this to closed networks, like your domain, for example. At Google we have this strong tradition or strong habit of dogfooding everything. So we test internally what will be available externally. So this is the internal installation, if you want, of Google Bus. It's no secret. It's basically just the same experience as the external one. I could simply log out here and log in with my other account from the Android widget. But it's as you like it. And then on the browser experience, let's see if there has been any update. It's still spinning, still nothing to see. We can try if we get on the other network again. Maybe this works now. Let's see. There used to be the Republika network, but it's gone now. We can try Q Club maybe?
No,
doesn't work. Okay. Sure, there's room for questions afterwards. I very quickly wanted to finish on this. Because there is one thing left on the Nexus. If you open the Google Maps application on Android phones, you have a buzz layer. So this is the button. You can hardly see it, but it is here. You can see that I'm here. And what does it say now? Yeah, it says data connection interrupted. So if this would work, probably there would be a whole bunch of buses all around here, because people, well, upstairs at least, seem to get a connection. And I tested it before. It's really fun seeing, yeah, what's happening at a place like this where people come together, where people crowd, and yeah, see what everyone else has to say. Let's see, and obviously, if you click this button, you got more or less the same experience as we've seen in the widget before. You can see this is where you type your bus. This is where you can attach photos and stuff. Below, you have the location and the privacy settings. So it's all integrated into the Google Maps application. So this is for Android. On iPhone, it's pretty much the same. Someone gets a call, so this is my two girls. Up like that. And then, you see I got a background picture here. This is an application that I found on the App Store, and there are some applications on Cydia as well for Google Bus. But basically what these applications all do is they wrap the Google Bus web app into a native app. This one is pretty nice because it does one thing and one thing well. It detects your location and then shows the bus around here, but yeah, obviously it won't work neither. If you're interested in this application, it's called Buzzy Light. So if everyone wanna test this out, there is Buzzy and there is Buzzy on Cydia. One is with Y at the end, and the other is with IE at the end. So Buzzy IE, Buzzy Y. If you want to test this on iPhone. And obviously there is a web application, which is probably the best experience you can get, simply because what these guys do is they just wrap the iPhone, the web application in a native application. Let's see if we can at least get the local cache. And I got a very, very weak T-Mobile edge signal. So maybe finally we can show something live. Let's see. Oh, does it work now? We can try. So this is the iPhone 3G, it's not the 3GS, so it takes some time. Wi-Fi not connected. And you go. We can take a question in between, maybe. This hand was first. The gentleman, yeah.
What's the Google plan for helping adoption? So many people are complaining that there's a hassle of signing up and they don't want to have Google ID using Google Bus or for that matter. And I've seen many people complaining about security issues and stuff. And do you have any plans or life hacks that you plan to roll out to protect more people to bus?
So first of all, I am not on the bus team, so I don't know the internal plans. And if I knew them, this would not be the forum to tell you. But there's a whole bunch of information which is public, which is we are working on a read-write API so that you can read and write using AtomPub, the AtomPub protocol. There's activity streams, so you can see what comments people made on your buses. So all this has been worked on. Some cool external hacks. Probably you have heard of Buzzy with triple Z, which is Buzz Search. I've built a demo application for this. Maybe we can see it, but yeah, we will see. We have internet?
Yeah, you're connected with the iPhone.
Okay. Okay, so let's finish the question first. What else do we have? So I have prepared a completely new account where you can see how the new account setup looks like now. Because you know, probably you know if you ask this question, in the very beginning, yeah, we just used to take whoever you communicated most with, and then by default you followed these people and these people followed you. I show you the new, hopefully, I show you the new sign-up process if you have Wi-Fi, and you can see how this looks now. So there have been errors made, and again, I have not been on the team, but yeah, it's just, yeah, a lot of people have commented on this, and we also have Stefan Keuchel, who is our PR person from Google Hamburg, who can take some questions probably afterwards. Yeah, but I show you the new sign-up process. So let's see, I got access to the other network. It's very bright, so let's limit the brightness. This was too much, yeah. Like that. Like that.
Very fuzzy. Maybe more interesting to have a discussion.
Yeah. Okay.
Using mobile technology.
We all know it. Yeah, it's Republica, you know. We have seen it.
Okay. So I wanted to show you one more thing that you can do with Google Buzz. And this is, you can have a lot of fun with Google Buzz. So I hacked together this application, and you can read the URL, so you can test it on your own if you want. It's called Buster Rhymes. So obviously, this is my tribute to Buster Rhymes. So this is Buster Rhymes. It's not completely visible. So let's see it. Something like this. In the train to Berlin, I optimized it for mobile phones. So if you happen to test this on your mobile phone, it probably looks a bit better. So what this does is it uses the unofficial Buzzy API. So that's triple Z and a Y at the end. Buzzy.com. And then it uses a rhyming API from Zach Blume, I guess. Zach Blume. Which then in turn screen scrapes rhymezone.com. So the idea here is you start with a trigger keyword, like in this case, love, and then it finds buzzes, and then it finds rhymes on the word love, and finds buzzes again. And then it finds rhymes on the word that was found on love. So let's simply see it live. So you can see this pulls in buses as long as it finds them. And you can see, I don't know how to pronounce this, Chao Lu buzzed a YouTube video, I love cotton candy. And then the word that rhymes on love is dove. And then you can see Ben Floro buzzed, our appetizer was a roasted dove that blah blah. And then we go on with glove. And you can see Jamal St. Hill buzzed, my dirty glove, whatever. And then the next word was, I don't know, bav. This looks pretty French to me, but I don't know. And then you can see it stops. No more buzz is found. That's just a fun project. We could test it with, well, if reloading works. No. If you click on the images, you can see the Google profiles of these persons. We can try this. No, it seems like as if the Wi-Fi has fallen off again. Whatever. At the very end, here you can see, this was released just yesterday, the official Google Buzz buttons. So you can see Buzz this, so this is this button, and it has received two buzzes from myself when I tested it, the application yesterday. And then you also got the official Follow Me on Buzz button. This is pretty much the same as this is John Resig's retweet button for Twitter. And okay, we got to reload it now. And yeah, the Twitter follower button. So this is more or less the same experience as on Twitter. And let's see if it works now. What word do you want me to test it with? Probably won't work because it's not a real English word, but we can test Republica. I probably will find a first buzz, but then nothing else, because it won't find a rhyme on Republica. For the moment, it doesn't find anything at all. So we can have it load in the background. And I think, yeah, now we have pretty much 20 minutes left for discussion, for questions, 25 even. As I said, I can take some questions, but for some, I hope that, yeah, we can have Max, who has just gotten up from Google Berlin. So I'm more the technical guy. If it's for, like, the legal things, Max is here, and Stefan Keuchel should be here. Yeah, here he is. All right, so there's three of us who can take questions, so feel free to ask them. Please.
There's very often been the comment that it's on the one hand a better Twitter, quote, better Twitter, unquote, or some people said this is how Google Wave should have been, so it's really usable. What are your comments on that? Are there any like mental connections between those projects where you said, okay, let's make Google Wave a little more simple, or let's make Twitter a little more complex?
Okay, so you asked for my point of view, so I give you my personal point of view. Me personally, I'm a pretty heavy Twitter user, so yeah, I still feed my Twitter feeds into Buzz, which is okay this way because Twitter is a subset of Buzz. The other way around, a lot of people feed their Buzzes into Twitter, and they got concatenated, so you can't really read everything, so there's a backlink to the Buzz. So I think this kind of breaks the experience. But the other way around, yeah, it's at least you can read the whole text, but there's some, like the hashtag searches, which don't work on Buzz, simply because Buzz is more full text search, which is available on Twitter as well. But yeah, simply by common how people interact with the service, Twitter has invented the hashtags. On Buzz, you simply have full text search at some point, or using Buzzy right now. So personally, as I said, I use both. I use Buzz more for, I ask questions into the web and hope for a response. So random stuff that came about. For example, I write a PhD at the moment, so I read through the whole HTTP protocol specification, and at the end there is a reference to something like the evil dudes of Palo Alto, you know who you are. And so obviously this was written by Roy Fielding and Ed Altera. So I just asked into my Buzz crowd, is any one of you, like the whole Google Buzz crowd, aware of what this refers to? Until now I didn't get a response, but if you happen to know who is the, I think it's something like the evil dudes from Palo Alto. If you read the HTTP spec, it's right at the end of it. So yeah, this is more how I use Google Buzz. I ask questions, I get responses, I read what other people say, I comment on that, and because it's integrated into Gmail, I use it a lot simply on my daily work life from what people say, and yeah, it's more like real discussion. I don't share neither on bus nor on Twitter what I had for breakfast or something. So it's my personal view. I think what bus really needs, and this has been worked on, is a search, so that you can search for buses and not depend on some external services like this one, which is pretty awesome, by the way, because they had something available simply, I think they crawl the whole bus feeds from everyone and then make it somehow searchable. So I think both services have their justification for existence, and I use both of them. I like both of them.
What about the relationship to Google Waze?
Again, this is just my personal point of view. I have Wave access, but I don't use it at all, to be honest. There's still the inboxing problem in Wave, which is unresolved. If you really, really are a heavy bus user, you have the same information overload problem. But this has been worked on both parties, by the way, so Wave and Google Bus. So these guys work on how can I filter out what really matters and leave Joe Random out of your activity feed, who just shares that he has had a croissant for breakfast. So it's pretty much something that still is in heavy development. If you have a look at the official API documentation, and if you are used to the usual API documentations, have a look at the Maps API, for example. This, a lot of browser pages to scroll through. If you have a look at the Bus API, it easily fits on two pages of paper, I guess. So this is really a product in development, and this is something, but I think the team as well doesn't really know yet where it will end. But I think it's something worth looking at, and if you use it or not, depends on you, but you can have a lot of fun with it, and be it just for projects like this.
Okay, thanks. I've got another question regarding the sharing stuff and the private group stuff. With FriendFeed, it's easy to aggregate people into groups or rooms, and so you have easy sharing, topical sharing with more or less fixed groups of people. You can do the same on bus as well, but everybody who's in the group has to do the same. Do you plan to introduce a feature official rooms, and this will be in the room for Enterprise 2.0, and this will be the room for talking about breakfast? This would be really cool. And I think you need it, because if you want to have it in the enterprise, we'll see project rooms and project bus private rooms. Do you know from development side, is this already planned, or are there hooks and APIs?
I know where this question is heading. So I'm not on the team, and I may not share something that we work on, but I can share with you that internally it is known that setting up groups is a pain in the butt. So we're working on that. How it will look like, how easy it will be, if there will be rooms, I cannot comment on, but a lot of people internally know that some things are a bit rough edge at the moment. Hope this is answer and non-answer enough. Any more questions?
For the last one, if I may. It's again last question about life hack. Many people are using Google Reader and they're recommending stuff. But normally if somebody is following you and this one person doesn't happen to be in a group that you have defined that's able to command, then we get a weird mistake, it can't be commanded right now, or I guess you have changed a little bit so that somebody has disabled the command. But I think it would be more logical to have something like default, everybody can command on stuff. If I'm going to share something on Google Reader, it's more or less like blogging. So I want to have the whole world being able to make a comment on this Google Share thing I'm posting. So this is more like a life hack. Is there any plans to the next sharing move, connecting Google Reader and Bus?
Mm-hmm. Again, this is something that internally is known to be not optimal. One of the problems is, for example, if you follow someone on Buzz, you're not necessarily interested what this person shares on Reader, because if you follow this person on Buzz, because on Buzz this person shares, I don't know, technical specifications of their work life, but on Reader happen to share, I don't know, pictures of lolcat, it's not something that is necessarily what you want. It's been worked on. I cannot tell you how the final solution will look like, but it is known internally that these two things are not necessarily together in all cases.
Standing by.
Do we have more questions?
Yeah. One question on the other side, maybe one that we expected to come and still hasn't come up is, of course, about the privacy issue that happened in the beginning when we launched. And I just want to address that proactively and, I don't know, ask the question, have you ever tried something and it went wrong and then you corrected the mistake? I think that is what happened in this case. We figured we make it easy and it was indeed easy to start, but it wasn't what the user wanted. So I think even though it was a mistake, and we admit that, we fixed it very, very quickly. And I hope that when you try it out now, you will see that the configurations are much more detailed and you can address these questions.
So we can simply run through it on a new account. So let's see if this works. If I connect to my personal testing account, you can see how the new setup looks like. Like that. Hello. Okay, I got the password. Window on the other screen. Password manager. No, not now. Okay, and so this is what it looks like by default. Two followers probably. Yeah, so you can see this feature has been added. You can remain incognito so that people cannot see you. And I follow this account on my other account, so steiner.thomas. And because I've set this account up so that no one can see my follower list and following list, I'm just one person with a public profile, but nothing else. But still, this is something else because it's an unidentified user, so it's basically John Doe, whoever, and I can follow him if I would, if I wanted. And what you probably have seen, this is available now, so show the list of people I'm following and people following me on my profile. You can easily turn this off and on. So. This is something that has not been directly available. And then you can see this is just some random sites that you can connect. And there is others as well, posted via whatever, Google Chat status, Picasa, Flickr, Google Reader, a lot of these. And if you want, you go to settings. You go to, I think it's in here. Oh yeah, it's whoops, where is my mouse? Here. Oh, it's here. You can simply disable Google Buzz completely if you want. And you can see here, you can allow very fine-grainedly what people can do and cannot do with your buses. You can, as I said, decide who can see who you are following and who follows you. And this will be updated instantly. If I go to profile.google.com/this account, profiled. Profiles. And yeah, because I have not shared it, it's not available. So pretty easy. I guess, where is Max? He's here. There has been a lot of criticism. There has been a story from this US person with a very complicated title, technology chief, whatever, privacy person. But basically, yeah, this is here to address all this. Max, you want to add something?
I have a question.
Okay.
More question into the future. Twitter announced yesterday that they, how they try to earn money with their project. Mm-hmm. And are there plans at Google? And of course, if there are, you probably are not allowed to speak about it, or you don't know them, maybe. But maybe you can think what could be the what could you imagine, or what is around in the Google team about the issue? So is there a plan to make it profit for Google?
I think we may not comment on this, Stefan. Yeah, it's future plan, so we cannot really comment on this. One question in the last row.
Hi. I have a really simple question. I understand the value of Twitter and all the kind of website like Facebook and stuff, but I have to say I don't really see the value of Google Buzz. On Google Mail, you have a very different kind of network compared to Twitter friends or Facebook friends. It's a very different kind of network. It's more mail contacts and stuff. So it makes things complicated. It's privacy, and I think the just binary form of privacy you have on Buzz right now is just public or private. It's quite difficult to get with the network you have, which is most mail contacts. So considering this context, what do you want to do with Google Buzz? What kind of content you want people to share, and how are you going to make your users, the rest of us, not working at Google Buzz, use Google Buzz? What's the aim of Google Buzz in all this context of privacy in different kind of network and different kind of content to share?
Well, I think basically the response here is it depends on you, because you can decide what you share, what you don't share. There's a YouTube introduction video on Google Buzz that shows what the Buzz team thinks you might do with it. And this is basically, you're at the in Paris, you would take a cool photo of the Eiffel Tower, and instead of just keeping it on your camera, you can share it with people. So people can see, well, this guy is in Paris right now, so this is why he doesn't respond to my email, for example. You can also think of, you just get this great idea of, hey, how about having pizza this evening? I'm in Berlin. There's probably a lot of Republica persons with the same idea. Why not gather? So this is something you could do. And then let me show you this. If I go back to Buzz, hop, test it in mail, go to Buzz, and then if I search here, Republica, you can see internally there is a Buzz search. So we can see if someone is here, so let's see. Yeah, so Stefan Zürlein. I've seen him before, probably in the room. Yeah, he is. So this is the real-time web. So Let's see. Jetzt gleich Beitrag auf der
Republika. I see my own tweet and it was like some hours ago, so it's not so real time. I mean, there's not a lot of activity there, so I mean, on the other side, if you do the same search on Twitter, I'm sure you will find a more activity. So what's the aim of Google Buzz compared to Twitter on that specific activity, for example?
That you see the buzzes of the people that you know. On Twitter, you might see too much. I mean, I'm following 2,000 people on Twitter. So if I read Twitter about Republika, I don't see anything. If I follow Buzz about Republika, I see who of my mail contacts are here, so who's relevant. For example.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to this, because you said, sorry to interrupt here, because you said, and I wanted to add something to this, your email contacts are not necessarily your social network contacts. This is totally true. And I think this was one of the biggest mistakes that was made in the beginning, because Google Buzz was a new social network, so setting up a social network from scratch is really a pain. So they said, well, how about taking the people you email with most often? And this is probably the main problem here, because sometimes the people you email with most often are not necessarily the people you want to share with your, I don't know, your party photos from Republika after work parties. So disconnecting these two things is something that has been done. So now by default, if you enable Google Buzz, you have to like opt in to people that you want to follow, and it's not automatically set up. There are suggestions that are being made, but you have to confirm, and it's something that is more visible. It's more clearly communicated right now. So, yeah, I think the team has learned their lesson. The new Google Buzz is a bit different, and I don't know if you have used it, if you are using it, if you still use it. Maybe give it a second try.
And may I jump in for just a quick second? So my name is Stefan. I'm the PR guy for Google here in Germany. So what you please keep in your mind is that we are only, let's say, 2.5 months old with Google Buzz now. And everybody who knows Google a little bit knows that we're never satisfied with products. Obviously, Thomas mentioned that we made some mistakes with the launch of Google Buzz. We learned from that, and we are really trying to further develop Google Buzz. There will be some more exciting features that Google Buzz will offer in the future. So, give us some time. Be a little bit patient. We are really heavily working on the further development of Google Buzz, and I think it's worth giving it a try to take a second look at it. We'll keep you updated. Definitely follow the Google blog. Follow us on Twitter. I'm sure you will you will hear news very first. So there will be exciting new features that Buzz will offer in the future.
All right. So last question, then let's close the session, because I think we have to. again, something that internally is known to be a pain in the bum. Nothing more and nothing less as a comment on that. I don't know how this person will receive the response now. Or is it just someone...
He's watching the live stream.
Okay, all right. Okay. So, yeah, I guess that's it. If you want to follow, please do so. I don't know, we don't have Wi-Fi.
What's your Twitter name?
Let's see if we still have it somewhere on some browser. Profiles.google.com, Steiner.Thomas, or if you happen to read this, tomiak.com/buzz, there I've linked both my Buzz and my Twitter feed. And the person who asked the question, I feed a lot of my tweets into Buzz, so probably this person, M1 whatever, don't want to follow me. But yeah, hopefully in the not too distant future, we have a solution for that. Thank you very much. And yeah, I will still be here around. You can ask questions. And yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.